Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lima Likes made me post something on Twitter. I have a poll going right now.
Because I know you don't like that I say RBI.
No, it's just weird.
572 RBI.
It's if Owen said RBI, I'd be fine. But it's you, and I would expect you to say RBIs. So I would have you say RBIs. And since you don't say RBIs, it's jarring to me. And so I decided to ask. I said, do you say RBIs or blah? Do you say RBI or RBIs? 68% RBIs.
Yeah,
so
most
far.
People do say that. I've grappled with it my entire career.
If I say RBI, that is
how some people
say it.
That's
what a lot
down
of people
in Cincinnati. That's what they do.
John Kincaid weighed in with that. Runs batted ins. A lot of people said RBI. AP style book has also been in there. Plural of RBI is RBIs, which can be used on all references for runs batted in. So I guess you can say RBIs.
Yeah, you can. It's honestly up to preference now. You could say either one has been acceptable.
Somebody has said ribbies. If I refer to Baltimore as the Charm City, am I doing a Jeff Thomas, like,
Motor City
Kitties, Angry Dinosaurs, Cranky Dinosaurs?
When did you first hear that? Because, or when did it stick with you? Because I did not know this until last week.
Minor League Baseball, when I looked it up years and years ago. This guy'd be like, coming to you live, Prince George's Stadium, Prince George's County, taking on the mm-hmm. Bowie Bay Sox. You're Akron Arrows are, of course, Bowie Bay Sox, the Double A farm team of the Charm City Baltimore Orioles. Like, you would do that. That's how it would work.
It seems like
trying to get more syllables in.
Charlotte and Cincinnati have wrestled over who gets the billing as the Queen City.
The Queen City.
They both call themselves the Queen City.
I would give it to Cincinnati.
You wouldn't want to be the Queen City?
I think it's an honor to be the Queen City. I'm just saying I've always known Cincinnati as the Queen City. I haven't known Charlotte until the last couple of years to be the Queen City. Yes. Oh, okay.
How about
if you grew up down there, you would know Charlotte.
Well, the hell with them. I didn't grow up down there.
Ohio.
And I grew up in Ohio, and since I know it's 5 hours away, 4.5 hours away, whatever, but I've still known Cincinnati as the Queen City.
Do you know what Syracuse is?
It is the Snow City.
Salt City.
Are you kidding me?
It is the Salt City.
Both four-letter words. Yep. All right. Give me another. Give me one more.
What is Columbus?
It's capital city.
Just say Buckeyes. That's all you are.
Bucks, baby! Let's go!
Go Bucks!
Oh, speaking of, on this wasn't even my mother's stuff. It was mine. My dad brought me my Ohio State gnome.
Oh.
Told you.
So you really were back in the day.
I wasn't a Buckeyes fan, buddy boy. I was the Buckeyes fan.
Yeah, you told me back in the day before you resorted to rooting for
violence.
That state up north.
I don't root for the state up north. I just happen to take several bus trips through there, and they have very beautiful scenery right up through Michigan. It's a very pretty state.
Tim Allen got to you.
Tim Allen got to me. It's a beautiful, pure Michigan up there. So yeah, it got to me. Got my blood. But I'm not a UM fan. Whatever. We're moving on. We'll talk about Clowney coming up at 8 o'clock. That's right, Clowney coming up at 8 o'clock. The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder at 8:20. The reason I mentioned the Charm City is because Ken Wyman joins us on the show. We mentioned the Charm City because Ken Wyman joins us on the show from Baltimore 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore coming up at 9 o'clock. 216-578-0092. I throw out the number because I got to ask you this. How good does Deshaun Watson have to be? Why do you say? Because in the same words as Les Snead, well, he wouldn't say it the exact same way as Les Snead. There is a little bit more dignification to it when it comes to Paul DeModesta. How good does Deshaun Watson have to be? A rising tide lifts all boats. Because there's been people who said, well, he's 10th. He's 10th in the NFL. He's 5th in the NFL. It's kind of moved somewhere between 5 and 10 or 12 or whatever.
Yeah, 2 years ago we fought about this a lot while we still had Baker. Yeah,
and I said he was 7th. Anywho.
You thought Baker was 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you thought he was 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's no longer going to be on the team soon. How good does Deshaun Watson have to be to make everyone else better?
Yeah, so obviously he's somebody who I've thought for a long time, for the last, 3 years. Now last year didn't play, but I had him as, roughly, because these things are all fluid, obviously. Unless you're talking Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, the rest of the guys, or Tom Brady, the rest of the guys just kind of fill in depending on the season they're having from 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys like Deshaun Watson. He's had years where I've had him top five.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought he was that good, but other people don't. Other people have told me that he's not that good, and how could he be that good? And the last year he played, his team went, 4-12?
I had several questions when they were 4-12. We were having arguments.
It's fair to have those questions.
When he was still playing for them and before everything else, let's leave it to football here, everybody. I had questions, 4-12, and I'm going, how do you let him go 4-12? How do you let that happen?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers doesn't go 4-12. Tom Brady's not going 4-12.
But
certainly Mahomes.
We're talking about three Hall of Famers there. I mean, Deshaun Watson's had a very nice season. And the 4-12 year was the year he had a very nice season, if I'm not mistaken.
Statistically, he led the NFL in QB rating.
So there you go. He had a really great year statistically, even during the 4-12 campaign. For Deshaun Watson, I can't look at that situation and necessarily equate it here. And I'll tell you why. We tried to do it the other way. Had a great roster, the quarterback play. The quarterback going into the season ended up not being what we thought he was going to be because of the injury and everything else. Okay, there's new information there. But we try to do it, as we look back on it, try to go the other way, where the great roster tried to carry everything along instead of the quarterback making the roster better. I have to say, he's gonna if he doesn't make guys much better, where are we what are we talking about with this guy? What are we saying? What have you invested in this guy if he doesn't make everybody much better? How much better does he make Amari Cooper? How much better does he make Donovan Peoples-Jones? I'm banking on him to make Donovan Peoples-Jones better. What I saw in camp and what we've seen flashes of are a guy who can make plays for you. I don't know if he's one of the great wide receivers in the game, but he's a guy who can make plays for you. David Bell, a possession wide receiver who's going to be able to hopefully convert first downs for you. And then you look at the rest of the roster. Should he make the offensive line better? Yes, because he has a better intuition of what's going on, even though he does tend to take some hits that people don't like.
Yeah, that's one of the hits on him is that he takes too many sacks.
David Njoku, will he make David Njoku better? Well, why did you invest in David Njoku in the first place? Why did you do it in the first place? You would hope that he'd be able to do it. Defensively, always one hand washes the other. Usually there's nothing a quarterback does that makes a defense better, except you do have longer drives. You do put more points on the board. There's a lot that a quarterback does. You don't turn the ball over as much and put your defense in bad spots, especially if you're back in your own red zone, for crying out loud. There's things that quarterbacks do that make a defense better because they're in control of the entire game. So where does he have to be? If we were going to rank him, where does Deshaun Watson, you see this roster, where does Deshaun Watson have to be to raise the stakes of this football team? How good does he have to be to make everybody else better?
Yeah, if he over the next 5 years is where I think he is, which is, hovering around 5th, 6th, 7th best quarterback in the game, then I think that is exactly what the Browns were hoping for. That's what they were praying for, making this deal. I don't necessarily think he has to be the best quarterback or the second best quarterback or the third, although I think there are going to be weeks where, from week to week, he's going to look as good as anybody in the NFL. I think you start to think that this deal is problematic if he is around, 10th, 11th, then getting into the Derek Carr range. I think then you're a little more concerned, was this the right deal? Was this the move to go get him? I'm pretty confident in his ability to be as high as I think he will be, which is, I think, a little higher than you had him assessed, a few years ago. But it's where you know, from week to week, he's going to have unbelievable highlights. He's going to have unbelievable weeks. And yes, the elevating of other guys around him. And I think you can do that in the regular season. I do think you can do that in the playoffs. I think that's harder to do. But in the regular season, which is going to matter in this division, in this hotly contested conference, I think he is going to be able to elevate those guys around him. And I think that's really exciting. And so I think if he's around 5, 6, 7, and we can consistently say that every year that he's here, then you're gonna think that they hit it out of the ballpark.
So you hear what Paul DeBodesta just said. I mean, they're banking on this quarterback, and rightfully so. 216-578-0092. If you were to put him top 10, top 5, where does he have to be to make this football team better? We looked at this roster last year. We thought it was one of the best rosters in the NFL. Now people would probably disagree with that. We'll talk about that. How good does Deshaun Watson have to be? And also coming up later, I mean, you can have a cat or you can have a baby. Probably can't have both. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyme, live on the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan. Audio courtesy of Building the Browns, now White Zombie. Darrell Ryder, 8:20 this morning. How good does Deshaun Watson got to be to make this, like, where would you put the roster in the NFL right now? Where would you put the roster last year? Was it one of the best rosters in the NFL?
Yeah, last year going into the season, we were all saying that.
Did we overrate it going into the season, or was it just like, well, Baker got hurt, and then the wheels came off and everything else?
Probably overrated it.
Okay.
Because you thought having Landry and Beckham coming off the injury, that was going to be one of the best wide receiving corps in the league. They certainly were not that.
Yes. How, and Austin Hooper was just...
Yeah, including Hooper, too.
He was pap.
Yeah.
Offensive line got hurt from the get-go, still had COVID, some of the other things that went with it. So would you put it as a top 10 roster? It was an underachieving football team last year. Okay, so who did you miss from your top 10 roster? I mean, I know we're going a roundabout way, but I got to get to it.
Treader's gone. Your defensive line has certainly been shaken up.
JC is donezo. Who else?
I just said your defensive line right now, not knowing about Clowney, but... You know, you had Malik Jackson, you had the injury.
No Beckham, no Landry.
On your defensive line, Tack McKinley gone, Malik McDowell gone.
Yeah. You have Taven Bryant back. Okay, Jordan Elliott's there. They like Jordan Elliott. They really like Jacob Phillips.
Well, somebody does.
Okay, all right. That was, why do you say it? Never mind. You know what? Don't need to go down that rabbit hole, even though I really want to. Anyway, where would you put the roster now? Where would you put it now?
Yeah, I think they're probably, you know, they're top 10, but right around there.
Okay, so if they're like 10th,
yeah,
how good does Deshaun Watson have to be then?
Oh, he needs to be, probably put it like that, he needs to be 5, 6.
Based on his contract, he needs to be really up there.
Whoa. As long as they get the job done, I mean, he's going to need help. If Myles Garrett, like you could go, if they did what San Francisco was supposed to do, 8 minutes left to go in that game, and they win that game. And Joey Bosa would have been the MVP, right? Bosa.
Yeah, I thought
Joey Bosa would have been the MVP of that
Nick.
Super Bowl.
Nick. Bosa.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, Joey's with the Chargers.
It's like Homer and Krusty the Clown in that one episode. I get them mixed up. Okay, so Nick Bosa would have been the MVP of that Super Bowl. So say he had that type of performance. You could always put the roster there. If you're saying the roster's top 10, then how good does Deshaun Watson really have to be? I mean, it's the argument of how good is he already and how good does he have to be? Does he really need, if the roster's top 10, I would say he needs to perform like a top 10 quarterback, but he could be 10th.
I don't think he could be 10th.
I would like him to be number one. I would hope he would be number one with the money that's given, clearly, AA. But I don't need him. If the roster is a top 10 roster, I don't need him to be one or two or three in the league. The roster's supposed to be a top 10 roster. Like, would you put this roster up against Green Bay right now? Yes. Who needs to be better? Aaron Rodgers needs to be better. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Aaron Rodgers needs to be better. Almost lost my voice there.
Well, put it this way. I have this is one list. Greg Rosenthal's list from last year, which was heavily
screwed. He's the end-all, be-all.
No, well, I mean, you got to choose a list. But this, just for instance, because I can go to it fast.
Yes.
Derek Carr was ranked 10th on his list. He had Dak Prescott 9th. I think you want Deshaun Watson to be better than both those guys.
Yeah. But that's Greg Rosenthal's list. And you said, like, if we were going to go down the line, even in the AFC, does he have to be better than Josh Rosen? Who's better, Browns or Bills overall? Right off the top of your head.
You met Josh Allen, yeah.
Who did I say, Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Boy, it's a Monday. You can tell I had a couple of drinks yesterday. So, does he have to be better? He should be better than Josh Rosen. Does he have to be better than Josh Allen?
No,
who's a better roster?
No, I don't think he has to be. I don't think he is better than Josh Allen.
I'm leaving out one key point here. I might make here in a bit. 216-578-0092. How good does Deshaun Watson have to be for the Browns to get where they need to go? Does he have to be a top five quarterback for them to get to a Super Bowl and win it?
Yeah, I mean, I think he has to be better than Lamar Jackson, right?
Is Lamar a top five quarterback right now?
No, but I'm saying Lamar Jackson, especially after last year and all the issues they had, and you know, just him having the struggles he had last year.
Can't see them getting hurt again like they did last year.
Yeah, the team. Right, the team.
Yeah, 2 years.
But Lamar was a disappointment.
Yeah, but he was hurt too. Mm-hmm. I mean, once he got hurt, you take away those wheels. I think that becomes a problem.
But once you get through the top three or four quarterbacks,
you think they're interchangeable?
It's all fluid, right? It's all on the record.
It's all interchangeable.
Because you look at his 2020, you keep bringing up the 4 and 12. A lot of people had him ranked fourth because of his stats. His stats were phenomenal that year.
Yeah, he had great numbers, but I always have to go back and go, I can't use 4 and 12 against him in this situation.
Right.
The roster is clearly better, so he should still be even better with a better roster. I know he hasn't played in a year, but he should still be even better than what he was. So how good do I need him to really be? I mean, NFL, if we're putting the Super Bowl there and it's the entire NFL, then yeah, you throw Brady and you throw Rodgers in from the NFC. You throw Dak in there. I mean, 12-5 is nothing to sniff at. He's a good quarterback. Let's throw Dak in there as well. Do you throw Matt Stafford in there? I think you got to throw Matt Stafford in there.
Yeah,
Kyler Murray. I think he's naturally better than Kyler. I think he's better than Kyler Murray
should be
anyway.
Better than Kyler.
So yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
And I think he's better than Stafford. I know.
Okay,
Stafford's now.
That's a close one though.
We talk about Stafford in a different light now, obviously. But I think you've seen
it come to fruition now.
But it could be the same type of argument that we made. I mean, the money's, who cares about the money if you get the job done, right? So if Matt Stafford was languishing on a more bund franchise and needed a new fresh start and to get out of there by any means necessary, why can't I say the same thing for Deshaun Watson? Languishing with a more bund franchise, get him out of there with a much better roster now, a much better outlook on offense. And yeah, I know there's been some very strong critics of Kevin Stefanski, but if I get him out there with a better, fresher look on offense, shouldn't he be able to compete and do well? I think he should. I just don't think with this roster, I would love for him to be top three. I just don't think he needs to. I really don't think he needs to. He needs to be good, proficient. I think he would need to be better than Tannehill, than a couple of the names we just mentioned. I think he
I'd be really disappointed
way.
If we're not talking about him as a guaranteed Pro Bowler, and I know it's just one metric, but I'm not even talking all pro, but Pro Bowler. If he's not a guaranteed Pro Bowler this year, we'd be massively disappointed, and I think we would have buyer's remorse if he wasn't there, because that would say that there are larger issues on this team. And man, if he wasn't a Pro Bowler this year, we'd be questioning the front office, we'd be questioning the coaching, we'd be questioning everything.
They're different expectations, because I wanted to say, well, Baker wasn't a Pro Bowler in 2020, right? And they were a really good football team.
If he would have had the full season that he had the second half, he would have been a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
who knows? I mean, if you're playing at a Pro Bowl, are you playing at a Pro Bowl level? Is there an argument for a Pro Bowl probably that you have to have that mix? I know that people kind of, they side-eye the Pro Bowl anymore, the actual honor of being a Pro Bowler, but like you know good players and you don't know good players, so you can still use the Pro Bowl for skill players as one of those, hey, Pro Bowl conversation, All-Pro conversation, second team, whatever it might be.
Yeah, well, that was one of the issues. You know, when we would talk about Baker, I'm like, guys, he didn't even make a Pro Bowl, not even as an alternate. Like, that's...
Well, and especially
that shows you, that shows you what people think of him.
You're only putting one on the field, so there's only six Pro Bowl quarterbacks a year, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Between both sides.
But then with the alternates...
A wide receiver, you could have...
Yeah, but then with the alternates, 12, you 14, just have to be top 10 to really get in a Pro Bowl.
I know it. I'm sure I'm probably getting killed for this on social media, because I'm just saying, like, he doesn't need to be. He can be, and that's why you signed him. But he doesn't need to be just unbelievable Mahomes, whatever, with this type of roster. Be great. And that you signed him because you believe he's capable of doing that, no matter what people want to say about how he performed in Houston.
Well, it'd be nice for that reason. When the things that you're used to working out well for you, when those get stopped or have a bad day, or, you know, Chubb just isn't feeling it that day, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a guy that steps up and takes over the game.
You know, there's going to be days where I think people have started to come around on Joe Woods a little bit, but I don't think Joe's out of the woods. I know, sorry. But there's going to be days where you're going to be playing some of these teams and these offenses are going to be able to put it on you. Chargers, we've already had experience with them, for crying out loud, and that's just one half of what I'm seeing out here before the schedule actually gets released. You have Lamar Jackson, who certainly, for whatever reason, carries around a horseshoe when it comes to playing the Cleveland Browns. Joe Burrow's not going to go gently into that good night, even though we always do well against Cincinnati. I don't think it's going to be that way. Like, he's going to have to outperform some of the guys, and I think he can. But to get where you need to go, if we're saying it's a top 10 roster still, then I don't think there's as much on his shoulders as there are. There's as much on his shoulders as there are Aaron Rodgers. Even Tom Brady has a good team around him, but even Tom Brady.
Yeah, but are you saying the roster is good enough where they can overcome a bad Deshaun Watson playoff game and win?
I don't know if anybody can overcome a bad quarterback playoff game and win. I think it's too elite anymore. I mean, maybe wild card round. If you were to be in the wild card round, if you had to play there, I even think divisional round, it's like you got to play well as a quarterback. But I think there could be weeks where, hey, Deshaun, just there's going to be days he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, whether it be this year or next year or the year after that.
Yeah, I mean,
just three picks in the first half. You're going, Judas Priest, but that's what the roster's supposed to be.
Think about it.
Patrick
Mahomes had a terrible fourth quarter, terrible overtime, and they lost. They couldn't overcome it.
Yeah.
He was extremely shaky. But, is that fair to say, Owen?
But that's part.
Oh, that's highly accurate, yeah.
Ed, but that's why we talk about it, because Mahomes, I know that this year was a little bit different from what he was in years past. He was amazing in years past, touchdown and interception ratio. And I know I might be getting a little bit too podcasty about this. I'm sorry. But part of the reason that the money's paid is that, hey, if he goes out there and he throws three picks in the first half and it's a 17-10 game, I can count on him in the final few minutes to go down there and score and tie or win. I can still do that. He can clear what happened in the first half. It's like, hey, you know what? Did he throw one touchdown and three picks? Yes, he did. And statistically, it might not look good. But who's moving on? It'd be that guy. You know, that's what you want out of your quarterback. That's why it was such a big deal with Mahomes. Mahomes is fully capable of that. And when he didn't, it was unlike anything we've ever seen. I've never seen him act like that on the field. Does he need to be that good? I don't know. I think you have a really good roster. If you believe so, I mean, my goodness. Let's go to the phones. 216-578-0092. Aramis in West Park. You're first up on the Fan.
Yeah, Anthony, good morning. How you guys doing, man?
Doing okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Anthony, I think this question is more for you. Would you rather make the playoffs next year but have 31 other GMs saying, wow, that quarterback stinks? Or would you rather our backfield sneak us into the playoffs, right? I'm sorry. Would you rather make the playoffs next year, right, with our quarterback stinking, or the opposite? Would you rather our quarterback be great?
So that'd be Justin Herbert? That'd be the Chargers and Justin Herbert.
We don't do would you rather
situation. I mean, yeah. I would say it's just year one, so I'm not going to be clinging to everything. But I need a return on that quarterback investment.
I told the screener my answer to that question is exactly that. I would want him to be a Pro Bowler and be great. But we don't make the playoffs year one because we're stuck with him for another 4 years, regardless.
Yeah, it's not only that. the fact that if your quarterback is just really good, you know you're going to be in the thick of it every year. If your quarterback's bad and you get in, you're like, man, you got away with it this year. Are you going to get away with it again?
Exactly. Not to mention, I had no faith with Baker Mayfield in the playoffs last year. None at all. I mean, we got past Pittsburgh, and that was wow. I don't know how we did that, but I knew we weren't going to win anything with the guy. So I need him to be great.
Can
year
I?
3, 4, and 5.
Aramis, I'll let you go, and thank you for the call. Can I answer that question? I think you got to make the playoffs every year. If they don't make the playoffs this year, people are going to freak out. Unless he's suspended for the entire season.
No, no, no. You're right. They will freak out. But if they miss the playoffs and he's not good, like, I mean, teams.
If they make the playoffs and he's not good, that's what Aramis laid out.
Yeah. I that'd be great that they made up for it. But
and
I'd be
you
like.
Feel better about Stefanski.
But I'd be like, what's going on? Why couldn't the quarterback mean 17 games and all these opportunities? And I don't think being away from football for a year should have any damning effect on him. If anything, I think that means he's taking that many less hits.
I don't
think the game is going to speed up for him. And, oh, my God, everything's going too fast.
You're right, but I would expect him to struggle a little bit at the beginning of things. I would expect him
I really don't. I think he is that exceptional that I'd be surprised.
It's been 2 years since he's had live bullets coming after him. It's a year and a half since he's had live bullets coming after him. That's a bit. And by the time he plays, it could be, who knows how long it'll be.
I mean, he's already somebody that's come back from an injury before. I just think you either have it or you don't at quarterback. And I'd be shocked if he's like out there and we're going, man, look how rusty he is.
I think he's got it, but it could take a game or half a game for him to get it back.
Like, if it were one thing if he were a pocket passer, just straight up pocket passer. He's not. He had so many other dimensions to his game because he is able to, you know, the instinct should be able to kick in for somebody who's just a freak athlete.
I'm surprised. I mean, I'll take anything better, but I would expect it. Like, if he were to come out and go 14-28, 200 whatever yards and a touchdown and an interception and they lose that game, I'm not going to get on the radio the next day and freak out about the guy in his first game back.
No, no, but if we're talking about like through six games, if he doesn't look like the same player, I'd be like, oh.
That's a significant time. That's okay. We were just different on our time. Like if he comes back and he has like a not the greatest game known to man in his first game back, I'm not freaking out. If we're talking about six games there, I mean, good God, that's bulk of the season depending on when he comes back. 216-578-0092. We got people here. We'll get to you guys. How good does Deshaun Watson, if you believe that this roster's top 10, and it could even be 10th in your eyes, if you believe this roster's top 10 in the entire NFL, how good does Deshaun Watson really have to be? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, the Dangerous One, 820 on the Fan. 820.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The dangerous one, Darryl Ryder. A lot of people have, I think, a really good point on this. Real Xavier P., which I didn't realize lives about a city away from me, and that's a military veteran and a former Marine Corps veteran. And I want to make sure I'm always respectful of him, because like the one time Justin Termini's like, yeah, bring it on. He's like, no, give me your address. I'll show up. Like Joe Rogan style. Like, give me your address. I'll come to your house. Like, oh boy. Real Xavier P. versus Baltimore. QB lost us the game when the other QB had 4 to 5 turnovers. Versus Green Bay. Threw 4 picks in a game we lost by 2. Versus New England. Just terrible. Versus LA and Kansas City. Get us past the 50-yard line. Just will be Baker in these 5 games. We win at least 4. We're 12-5. That's what he's saying about Deshaun Watson. What do you need to be? Because I do think that last year, 8-9 put a lot of sour taste in a lot of analysts' mouths about this game. Or about this team. And what their roster is. Like, what is their roster? Is their roster top 10? You say yes, I say yes. Maybe 9, maybe 10th, but it's in the top 10.
Yeah, I don't think it's like the top roster in the NFL like we thought last year. It just doesn't. Other teams have gotten better. I don't know, outside of the Deshaun Watson upgrade, which mm-hmm. is huge, mm-hmm. and is still the upgrade you'd make every time. I still don't know about the rest of the roster in comparison.
Yeah, because the...
Especially before we know about Clowney and what the other wide receiver is going
to
be.
I'm assigning a lot of responsibility to Deshaun Watson whenever he plays.
Yeah.
Because I keep saying, well, that's what you're paying for. That's what you're paying for.
Of course.
When you don't have a great wide receiver room, when you don't have as many targets as what you had last year, well, Deshaun Watson is supposed to make that up. Fourth quarters, things like that. Deshaun Watson's supposed to make that up. That's what you're being paid for. Somebody tweeted at us, well, he's being paid to be good on third and fourth down, not necessarily first and second down. Absolutely. That's what you're being paid the money for. And that is a lot of responsibility. That's where you would say, hey, I know that I said maybe top 10. He needs to be a top 10 quarterback. But that's where people say, well, there's not a lot of guys who could do all of that. Do you need him to be top 5? I mean, there's a discussion there. Mike in Akron, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have
you. Hey, we talk about this roster, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and Anthony, you go back to the wide receiver, okay? Amari Cooper is better than...
Sure. Wait, say that again.
Whoa, you broke up there for a second, Mike. Go ahead.
Amari Cooper is better than any wide receiver that we had on our roster last year. Fact. Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, but you weren't saying that going into the season last year. Like, we were talking about how you compare.
I agree.
Last year, we thought we had one of the best wide receiving corps going into the season, and we clearly did not.
I agree. And then we also thought that we had a franchise quarterback going into last season, right?
A lot of people did.
Okay, so we're better at quarterback. We're better at wide receiver, not depth, but we have a number one. Our offensive line is one of the best in the league. Our secondary is one of the best in the league, and we have to answer at safety. We have one of the best pass rushers in the league. We have the best running back tandem in the league. And we just added arguably a top 5 quarterback. Better this year than last year is a moot point. It doesn't make any sense. This is a 11-12 win team from the jump. And anybody that thinks that we're not playoffs is only trying to...
Mike, you're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up a little bit too much. Thank you for the call. The only reason you would miss the playoffs is just how many games, either, God forbid, anybody were hurt, which I know is bound to happen. But the other side is, how many games would he be suspended? I mean, if you were suspended a significant portion of the season, then I think that might change some expectations there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I go back to when we're just evaluating, you know, skill positions and everything like that. I just think we have major question marks at both wide receiver and tight end that I don't know that we thought we had those going into the year prior. Last year, we thought we had wide receiver taken care of. We thought we had tight end taken care of. And then, like you said, mm-hmm. the nobody, nothing in the passing game went well last year. And now, obviously, the front office put that mostly on Baker Mayfield.
Oh, clearly.
But, you know, now, obviously, Hooper's gone anyway. Jarvis Landry, most likely gone. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to reconstruct at the skill position. Amari Cooper had a really down year last year. And the question is why? Why do you have that? Because he's such a great route runner. He has such great hands. How does a guy like that ever have a season which he only has 865 yards? That was a really, really down year. And now you're expecting him to be the savior wide receiver for us?
You're probably going to be, well, you're going to be the number one target in Cleveland. Were you the number one target there? You had CeeDee Lamb there. You got other guys. I mean, you had other good
Michael Gallup
is there. Thank you very much. I was having a total brain fart there. You've saved me. I mean, you had three guys certainly who could be a number one, and then you had another guy who definitely could be a number two, depending on which team you're on. But they can all be number ones in the league. So then you're competing for footballs. Well, there's only one ball. I think here it would be different, but you also have to have, in that same vein, you have to have viable guys that Deshaun Watson could look off of or keep a defense honest with that would open up more opportunities for Amari Cooper. Mike in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Mike, we're doing okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I think the Mike from Akron kind of stole my thunder, but I'm a veteran. I was stationed in Virginia, and like when I wanted to hear about my sports, I had to listen to ESPN and stuff like that. I'm glad to be home. I can listen to y'all guys in the morning and other shows in the morning on 92.3.
Well,
my thing is, I feel that we feeding this national processor too much. I mean, because we was just talking back in January, February, is Mitch Trubisky, David Carr a better option than Baker Mayfield? And now we know for a fact we got a better quarterback.
Yes.
We know that. We know that. And we understand that we got the Sybil thing. So so my question is, we know we got a better quarterback.
Yeah.
So what's holding us back from celebrating that we do got something better? I understand Cleveland, we get worried about everything. Unless to the buzzer say zero, we don't win until the time is over with. I mean, so I understand with our teams.
I think that there will be, and Mike, I thank you very much for the call, by the way, and thank you very much for the kind words as well and your service. I mean, we mean that sincerely to you. Thank you. I think that a lot of people, we just don't know how much he's going to play this year. So that kind of gives us pause. And this is going to be the second year in a row, really third year in a row. I mean, depending on what you thought coming back from 19. I don't know. A lot of people had high hopes that Baker Mayfield would get it going in 2020. So I think there were high hopes. You got 3 years now. And the window's back open again where we thought the window was closing. So we keep being told, well, we have now time. Do we really? Other players are going to have to be paid. Other fiddlers are going to have to be paid for that. I don't know if we're going to be able to just pay everybody, even though everybody says cap keeps going up, fine. I think that now there's just more pressure of we know what it takes in the playoffs. We know that it takes elite quarterback play in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like I've been saying, to get to the playoffs, Mike in Akron was right. Mike in Cleveland is right. You run the ball well. You're built to go to the playoffs. You have Deshaun Watson. If he plays at a better level than what we had last year, you should easily go to the playoffs.
Yeah, even with
the AFC being very difficult. I get that. But it's just how many games do we have it back? We can't celebrate until
but
we know. And I think
so,
a lot of people are tired of the
so
premature celebrations already.
But that's what's so amazing. Not this team famously underperformed two out of the last 3 years. And they go and make this huge upgrade, yet Bleacher Report has him 16th. We had another one last week. Pete Prisco had him 15th going into the year. Well, why is that? I don't think around the league they're as enamored with the roster as people are here in Cleveland. I don't think they think the roster. I do not think Amari Cooper as your number one and then who's your number two. We had to pause and wait. I don't think that's impressing anybody. Yes, the caller, who was it, Mike, said Amari Cooper is better than anything we had last year. We would not have said that a year ago. If I would have told you going into the next season, hey, get rid of Odell, get rid of Jarvis,
and bring in Amari Cooper,
you'd be like, no. You'd be like, what are you talking about? But because
the passing game
was so bad last year, and because those guys underperformed, and then, of course, Beckham leaves and then does just fine, looks like Odell Beckham again. So now we put that on the offense, and we put that on Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, no, I see your point there.
All I'm saying is, I don't know what it is, because, you know, you asked me, and I said, well, I think we have a top 10 roster. I wonder if around the league they don't think our roster is that good. Because how is it that they aren't one of the favorites to win the
they
Super
Bowl.
They
can't think that little of Deshaun Watson, or there wouldn't be three other teams trying to give them all that money, too. And another team that was reportedly worth it, probably
so many
Indianapolis.
Teams.
Yeah, there were so many teams that were willing to do it, for crying out loud. Daryl Ryder, 820, got the poll up right now. Do you say RBI or RBIs? Just because of what Lyman said during Lyman Likes. And coming up, a lot of Browns fans are wondering, what's taking so long? And no, we're not talking about Baker Mayfield.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.